You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Monday, November 24th, and here's a question, a problem we want your help with. The Republican Party, they're in trouble. They've lost a lot of seats in Congress. They lost the presidency, and we're looking for ideas on how to turn the party around. Whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or independent, I'm sure you have some thoughts on what perhaps the GOP can do to turn the tide. 8778-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org for your thoughts.
We also want you to consider the case of Robert Rubin this morning. On the one hand, he must be happy about his timing, being Treasury Secretary. Glad I don't have that job anymore. But this isn't the best time to be a director of Citigroup, with the announcement over the weekend of a $20 billion federal bailout of Citigroup, whose stock lost 60% of its holdings. It's worth taking a look at the legacy of Robert Rubin, especially in light of the fact that this is the morning that Barack Obama, President-elect Barack Obama, will be naming his economic transition team, his economic team that will be dealing with the financial meltdown the moment he takes office in January of 2009. Joining us to talk about that is Jackie Kalms from our New York Times partners in the Washington Bureau. Jackie, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How are you?
Now, I'm great. I guess, what would you think Robert Rubin is feeling this morning if you had to bet?
Well, I think he's feeling very satisfied at the number of acolytes that are prominent in the coming government. At the same time, I think he has his hands full with Citigroup as a director there, and it's in the middle of a bailout, and he's facing questions himself over whether he has encouraged in the recent years of prosperity before it all crashed, pushing them to make some risky investments that are now haunting them.
So thinking about his own risk management as a director of Citigroup, let's talk about his acolytes, though. You say that Robert Rubin is a mentor for at least one of the members of Barack Obama's transition team, Timothy Geithner. Describe what do you think that means?
Well, actually, Bob Rubin is the mentor for all three of what we consider the big three of Barack Obama's coming economic team. Treasury Secretary-to-be Tim Geithner, who will be announced today, was just a low-level civil servant in the Treasury Department. He actually started late in the Ronald Reagan administration, worked through the first George Bush administration, and then was in the Treasury when President Clinton came into office. And Larry Summers and Bob Rubin spied him there by the mid-90s and elevated him to a top position of Assistant Secretary for International Affairs. And he went on with Rubin's help again to be tapped after that to be the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which is sort of the eyes and ears of the Fed on Wall Street. So he's already had a hand in the bailout there, working with Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke and Henry Paulson, the current Treasury Secretary.
Now, these are described as assets for Mr. Geithner, being in the thick of things, in the middle of it all. Your colleague Marcus Mabry described on our program this morning that he doesn't need to get up to speed. He is up to speed. But what evidence is there that his style of managing the Fed in New York is reminiscent of the style of Robert Rubin's management of the Treasury?
Well, they're both, despite what I said and we mentioned at the outset about Bob Rubin now being, questioned about the pushing Citigroup to be too risky and too aggressive in some of its investments of recent years. In fact, as Treasury Secretary, he was a very cautious policymaker and low-key, very affable and approachable. And Tim Geithner is all of those things as well. Tim Geithner in some quarters might be culpable, or there might be questions raised as to, this bailout hasn't exactly gone so well.
Right.
It may have contained the damage from being worse than it would have been, but the $700 billion bailout package, remember, was originally written into law to be money that would be used to buy toxic bad assets off the books of financial institutions. That proved unworkable, so instead they've been using the money to just simply inject good money into these institutions, like today, mm-hmm. Citibank. But so in that time, it's thought that Tim Geithner was really a fan from the start of just capital injections as opposed to buying toxic assets.
But what about when it comes to, just to stop you there, Jackie, comes to the question of judgment and Lehman Brothers as to Geithner's role in that, how much do you think that's going to come up potentially as we talk about him as possibly the future Treasury Secretary?
Well, it's certain to come up at Senate confirmation hearings, and with 2020 hindsight, it's pretty well agreed that letting Lehman Brothers fail was a mistake. It destabilized the markets and probably exacerbated the financial crisis. So. But it's hard to know exactly what Tim Geithner's position was in that. It was, you know, Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, who made the decision with Ben Bernanke, although, you know, Geithner had to sign off. Now, whether it's true or not, there's a belief in the Obama camp that Tim Geithner actually was for bailing out Lehman Brothers and just was overruled.
Right. Well, Jackie, quickly, Larry Summers, who's not a behind-the-scenes character, who is a big in-front-of-the-cameras kind of character, is likely to be Barack Obama's closest economic advisor. Very quickly, what do you suspect he will be bringing to the table?
Well, he's just going to be bringing sheer brilliance, but that's offset by a very, you know, quirky, abrasive personality that may have cost him, the chance to have a second stint at Treasury. He was a chief rival to Tim Geithner, but he's no one doubts his brilliance. He may be in a waiting game there as a White House senior advisor, perhaps for a year from the inauguration. Ben Bernanke's term as chairman of the Fed is up, and that would have Larry Summers in a position to succeed him.
And, of course, the other person who's going to be named today is Bill Richardson, former governor of New Mexico and also a candidate in this most recent Democratic election. Jackie Kalms, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jackie Kalms, New York Times, her front page piece on Robert Rubin and his acolytes is in today's New York Times. And now headlines from Femi Okeh.
Thanks, John. The time is just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Help is on the way for ailing bank Citigroup. The government will invest $20 billion in the company directly and back up more than $300 billion worth of securities and loans. Federal regulators negotiated the plan over the weekend. Investors on Wall Street seem cheered by the news. Dow Industrial Futures are up around about 2%. A federal appeals court will hear arguments today about 17 Muslim detainees being held at Guantanamo Bay. They decide whether a federal judge may release the Chinese prisoners known as Uyghurs. They were cleared for release years ago but faced torture if sent back to China. The Bush administration opposed their release. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez's party won a majority in his country's local elections. His Socialist Party won 17 out of 20 state races, with two additional contests still too close to call. But opposition groups won in several key areas, and they control the mayorship of Caracas, as well as the metropolitan area surrounding the capital. And gas prices are down below $2 a gallon for the first time in more than 3.5 years. The National Lomborg Survey says it's fallen 33 cents in the past 2 weeks. And that's a look at your news for now.
Thanks, Femi.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.